Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Do you have this thought, this suspicion, this question that maybe, just maybe, you are missing out on some tax credits or deductions from your previous returns? One company looks to help you get those refunds for a fee. It is called Family Tax Recovery. And today we're going to talk to its president and CEO about how it all works. Stan Simoli joins us from Toronto. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, this does have a bit of feels too good to be true about it, right? Like you sign on to your website and then you find magic money and drop it into one's bank account. I am oversimplifying here, but tell us, how does family tax recovery work?
You're really not oversimplifying. You know, most people aren't aware. In fact, most accountants aren't aware that Canada's CRA allows taxpayers to go back and adjust their taxes for 10 years. It's the only country in the world that does that, as far as I know. So what we do is we go back 10 years and after doing some homework with our clients, we find out they forgot to take medical expenses 4 years ago, or they didn't know that you can charge tuition credits. They didn't know that if you're taking care of your parents, you can possibly get the caregiver credit, and so on and so on.
How do you do this sort of work at scale? Because I can imagine a super keen accountant who asks 14,000 questions and has done 14,000 returns in their career, they might get to it, but that can't be a profitable model. So how do you make it more efficient?
Very good. When we first started, I had a room full of accountants, and an accountant can do a personal tax review in about 2 or 3 hours. So they can get maybe 2 or 3 done a day. So we've replaced those accountants with automation. And with automation, you can do hundreds and hundreds of them.
What are the sort of questions that you would ask me as the client that would flag, you know, those medical expenses or the parent care or whatever?
Well, what we do is when people sign up, we have them fill out a rather lengthy questionnaire. And this questionnaire helps us identify whether or not there may be a refund or a credit available to them.
So they fill out this questionnaire and then tell me what happens next in the process.
Then the computers go to work and they know what to look for. Because really, you know, we've been doing this now since 2015. We've gotten around 25,000 refunds, so we know what to look for. And we know what the typical refund comes to and comes from.
Right. You ask, because I went to your website, you ask for a name and a phone number right away. The second question, though, on the second screen, you ask for the social insurance number. That felt a little forward. I kind of like drinks and dinner first. Why so fast?
It's funny you should say that, because people sign up online two ways. One is online through social media, and the other way is through our corporate partners. So when it comes to signing up online, what we find is people that are well off, they're not going to put that social insurance number in there. And not only that, they're scared of a tax review. Mm. I don't want to open a can of worms. I don't want to get audited. Everybody was born and raised to be afraid of the tax man. Mm. But the people that are lower income and are hurting for money and are desperate, they don't care if they give you your social insurance number. If there's a chance I'm going to get a refund, where do I sign? And so through social media, we find that we're helping a lot of lower income folks. It's more than 60% of our business.
And well, it is one of the things that lower income people don't realize is that even if you don't have a lot of income, you can qualify for a whole bunch of deductions and credits.
So absolutely true. And because we don't charge any upfront fees, everybody can afford to do it.
I want to talk about the fees. So the average refund you say your clients receive is $3,000. And what is your piece of that? How do you charge for that?
We charge 33% of whatever the refund is. And there's a sliding scale down to 10% for the larger, very large refunds.
And where does that scale kick in? What's the break point?
20,000, then 50,000, I think it is. We find that the typical refund is $200, $500, $600. But then several times a day, we'll get somebody who has a $15,000 refund that scales, that makes the average go way up.
Do you ring a bell when that happens?
No, we don't ring a bell, but now, we're very happy.
Once you're a client, it says your service will continue to search for new refund opportunities each new tax year. How does that work?
Automatically. Once you give us permission to represent, just like you give permission to your accountant, if you have one, to access your information at CRA, you give us that same kind of permission. And then every year we go in and see if there's anything else that's been missed.
How can I revoke that permission?
You click a box on a document and then it's automatically revoked at that juncture.
I understand the value to the client. I really do. The question that I have is the cost payoff, the 33%. How do you justify that?
Well, first of all, I would say about, as I mentioned before, 80 to 90% of the refunds come in at $200 or $300, $500. So we're losing money in every one of those. And I'll tell you this. Let me ask you this question. If I went on a treasure hunt for your family to find money and I'm digging in the ground, would you let me keep a third of it if I found you money?
I don't know that I would, but that depends if you put the dirt back together and, you know, fix the sod over top of it, I think. It's a good question. And I would bet different humans have a different threshold, right? For what that percent, what feels fair about that perception, that percentage.
You have to have a comparable. There's nobody doing 10-year tax reviews. And this is money that belongs to the people, but it's gone forever if you don't go get it.
You have a number of affiliate offers, which in this day and age is how the world works, all of them linked to Loans Canada. Do you own that site? How does that relationship work?
No, that's just actually one of our affiliate partners. We work with financial service companies. We work with lead generation companies, with employers. We're talking to unions now. We work with charitable organizations. Look, there's 30 million taxpayers in this country, and there's about $30 billion over at the CRA waiting for people to claim it.
I'm sure you're banking on a potential client who has a reasonable probability that there's a refund available to them. Some humans, though, may realize, oops, that's the wrong direction. What happens if after that work, you identify that actually the client owes CRA more?
We're very silent in a case like that. It's never happened.
Really, hey?
No, because we're going in to look at taxes that have already been filed. And we're not refiling taxes. We're only changing one line on the taxes that have been already filed. And that line is changed if a refund is created. That's what we do.
Very interesting stuff. All right. So there's going to be a portion of people who are like, that sounds great. There are a portion of people who are like, I will do that myself. What is the single biggest tip you would have for people who don't have artificial intelligence at the ready for them to do this work themselves? And I take the asterisks. I know you're going to tell me they can't do this work for themselves, but if they could, what would you have them look at first?
If they could. The reason they can't is because the government makes, have you ever seen the tax code? It's a combination of Greek and math.
Yeah, and I read it every night before I go to bed. You kidding? Of course.
So it's very difficult for people, but you can buy tax software that can help. You can meet with an accountant to discuss it. An accountant would charge an arm and a leg to do a 10-year tax review, but you can meet with an accountant to get ideas. And there's tons of information online of the kind of things that are available to Canadian taxpayers. There are many, many credit programs federally and provincially. And that information is public.
One last question before we go. The thing that I see a lot is people who may well qualify for the disability tax credit based on their circumstances, but that's not easy to get. And there's a bunch of paperwork that you need to do. How do you handle that one in particular?
We don't really focus on disability tax credits. There are companies that do focus on that.
Yeah.
It's quite a process because you have to deal with doctors and you have to get all kinds of documents signed. But it's certainly worth going after. And again, for people with disabilities who want to do it themselves, there's tons of information available online on how to do it. And the CRA also tries to help, knowing that it's quite a difficult process.
Very interesting stuff. Stan, thank you for joining us today.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Stan Simoli is the president and CEO at Family Tax Recovery. And we were talking about its service to go back into the past and see if it can goose your refund.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.